This is your proud anti-psychiatry radio host, Don Weitz. You're listening to CKLN 88.1 FM on your dial. Don't lock that dial, friends. Revolutionary Rare Radio. Well, this week, as Kristen was saying, I did attend the very unique, outstanding international conference, the first of its kind, titled Psych Out, a conference for organizing resistance against psychiatry. And just a couple words about that before we get into the demonstration, which I'm focused on tonight, the protest, a post-conference event to protest the use of electroshock, particularly on women and the elderly. The purpose of the conference actually was to draw together, well, it had two or three purposes, but the main one was to provide a forum for psychiatric survivors, mad people, activists, scholars, students, radical professionals, and artists from around the world to come together to share experiences around organizing resistance against psychiatry. This was the first academic international conference of its kind in Canada, or probably in North America. And that was its main purpose. The conference was focused on theory and practice that is directly related to developing strategic actions aimed at challenging the power of institutional psychiatry. So I'll be talking more about the conference, which was very successful. We had about at least 180, perhaps close to 200 people from Canada, the United States, and Ireland, and Germany. It was really exciting. But today I want to talk about the post-conference event on Mother's Day titled Stop Electroshocking Our Mothers and Grandmothers. You've heard me talk about electroshock before, but once again, it is very important that we held this conference in support of MPP Sherry DeNovo's bill to stop the funding of electroshock in Ontario. We're very fortunate to have a member of the provincial parliament who's speaking out against this psychiatric atrocity, this human rights violation. Okay, so Mark, with Mark's help, we're going to play excerpts, a few speeches from that conference on Mother's Day, May 9th at Queen's Park. And the first voice you'll hear will be Dr. Bonnie Burstow, who chaired Psych Out and who was host of the event. So, Mark, let's roll that or hear those speeches. Thank you.
Thank you so much, people. We are demonstrating against electroshock because it is an atrocity, nothing less than an atrocity. We are demonstrating on Mother's Day because it is profoundly and deeply sexist as a treatment. 2 to 3 times as many women as men are subjected to this brain-damaging treatment. Additionally, while it is proven to have no effectiveness, it is touted as the treatment of choice for postpartum depression. Hence, who gets it disproportionately? Women who have been given birth, older women. We say, and we say loudly, stop shocking our mothers and grandmothers. As the Sackheim research establishes conclusively, it always causes brain damage, always, no matter what type, no matter whether you call it old electroshock or new, improved, modified electroshock.
Shame!
I had said this demo stands in a tradition, and a proud tradition of other Mother's Day demonstrations. It is also historic because this demonstration leads up to and will be culminating in a bill in Parliament introduced by MPP Sherry DeNovo, who will speak shortly, a bill, historic bill, to defund electroshock. That will be on Tuesday afternoon. On Tuesday morning, there will be a media, a press, a meeting with the media held by Sherry, in which Dawn will be there, and I will be there, and Mel will be there. And among other things, we will read the resolution against electroshock, voted on and approved
unanimously
by the Psycho Conference. It is customary on this day for us to read a proclamation that I wrote in 2007 and that we've read ever since, and I would like to read it. And I call it, and it's become a kind of official Kappa proclamation, the Anti-Electroshock Proclamation. We who care, we who are committed to decency, we who behold with horror the disrespect for human life around us, we who shudder at the knowledge of women whose memory has been turned into ember and ashes, of families brutally torn asunder by pulse waves and sine waves, of the elderly whose final life reward is electrocution, we who hold this fearful knowledge can be silent no longer. Legislators, on this Mother's Day, we hold you directly accountable and call on you to withdraw your authorization for electroshock. Fellow citizens who think this practice stopped decades ago, on this Mother's Day, we tell you that the carnage continues and that you too are responsible. On this Mother's Day, May 9th, 2010, as survivors, as allies, we come together to raise our voices in protest, and we vow to return, return, and return again until this abomination is no more. It is my great pleasure to introduce the person who's making everything happen on Tuesday, legislator MPP Sherry DeNova.
Thank you, and thank you, Bonnie. First off, I want to say thank you to Bonnie and to Dawn and to Ruth, and to all the activists who over the decades, and we're talking decades, have kept this issue alive and have changed the very face of psychiatry and the way it's practiced. So let's give them a round of applause, because I remember back in the 70s, you know, we forget so easily about some great writers like Artie Lang and Thomas Sasse and people who started talking about a new way of dealing with so-called, quote-unquote, mental illness, who's talked about deinstitutionalization, who talked about alternative treatments, who talked about the end of shock therapy. And so, in a sense, it's very sad that here we are again in the year 2010 when people have forgotten who those folk are, and we're still talking about the same things in this province. So, absolutely. And I want to credit those who year in, year out, really provide the energy behind the movement. You know, the movement for patients' advocacy, of course, now is everywhere. There isn't an institution in health of any sort that doesn't have a patients' advocacy group. The problem is when patients advocate something that you don't want to provide or you want to stop providing, that's when the problem arises, and that's what we've got here. Is patients have been advocating the end of shock therapy, but psychiatrists aren't listening. That's the problem. Here's what's shocking. To me, what's shocking is that this practice still goes on and nobody knows about it. It's an ugly secret in this province. And also what's shameful is that we're paying for it out of our tax dollars. We're paying for shock therapy when we're not paying for eye exams anymore. We're paying for shock therapy when we're not paying for physiotherapy anymore. I mean, what kind of universe is this? And we're complaining about short OHIP dollars that we can't have for all sorts of things we desperately need, but we are spending them on something we desperately don't need. What's that about? So I am delighted to bring in this bill. What I've said to folk is this is a chance to reopen the issue. It's a chance to talk about it again. It's a chance to let Ontarians know what's going on and how their tax dollars are being spent without their knowledge, quite frankly. The vast majority of Ontarians don't know this is still going on, and they certainly don't know it's being covered by OHIP. I've talked to medical students. I've talked to people in my constituency. Nobody knows that shock therapy is still. They said, didn't that go out with like one flew over the cuckoo's nest? I say, no, actually not. It's still taking place. They were shocked by that. So let's really shock people. Let's shock them into awareness, and let's shock them into action. Thank you. We look forward to Tuesday.
Thank you, Sherry. I would like to call on the person who has been organizing this march for month after month after month, and in fact for a whole year since our last march, Eugenia Tao.
Go for it. Go for it. No, it's okay. I'll tell you're picking up at the street. It's okay.
Can you all hear me? First of all, thank you all for coming. I'm very pleased about the weather particularly. We were very concerned that it would be raining or snowing, and then you could have an introduction to the Canadian winter, and I'm not sure that that would be the best way to proceed with this rally. The main thing I wanted to do was actually thank all of our sponsors, and we have quite a few of them. If anyone here happens to be a member of any of these organizations, thank you very much for your support. We really appreciate it. I'd like to thank the Ontario Coalition Against Poverty, also known as OCAP. Thank you. Awesome. Thank you.
Sounds good.
I'd also like to thank Nellie's Women's Shelter. Greenspiration. Yeah. Resistance Against Psychiatry.
Yeah.
We the People.
Yeah.
The Opal Project. Yeah. The Nationwide Organizing Call to Action, Stop Forced Mental Health Treatment. Yeah. And of course, last but not least, the Steering Committee of PsychOut, a conference we're organizing against psychiatry. This has been an amazing weekend. I hope you've all had as good a time as I have. This has been unprecedented. It's heartening and encouraging that so many of us are around to resist against what we all feel for obvious reasons are unjust and invalid ways of treating people. And I think it's great that we've had this opportunity to convene all in one location to share ideas and to be able to talk to each other about what we've been going through and where we're headed. So that's pretty much all I wanted to say. I should also thank the subcommittee members of the Mother's Day rally, Corinne Gilligan and Simon Adam, and as well Marsha Mulbari. And the three of you have been my wings, my guiding light. Thank you so much. You've made it possible for all of this to happen, and thank you to all of you too.
Thank you.
Thank you, Virginia. I'd like to call on Peter Lehman to say a few words. Peter.
Someone took my sunshine, stole my memories. Dark days inside my head are killing me. Can't play piano no more, don't know my family. Will somebody please, please help me? Why is it mostly women? Violence by the state. Psychiatric nightmare. Electric shock. It's gonna stop. Someone took my soul, burned my memories. Turn my dreams to ashes, hurting me.
How could this be helping by burning life away? Psychiatric nightmare, electric shock, electric shock. It's gonna stop, it's gonna stop.
And that was a very appropriate song, Electroshock, It's Gotta Stop, by Juno Award winner, Canadian folk singer Roger Ellis, from his CD, Away From It All. Thank you very much, Roger, for allowing us to play this once again on CKLN. And what I would like to do now is to read, and I should have read this, or somebody should have read this during the anti-shock protest at Queen's Park last Sunday on Mother's Day. This is from Sue Clark, an outstanding anti-shock activist and shock survivor herself, and she wanted us to read this. So I'll read mostly excerpts from her speech against electroshock. I am a psychiatric survivor who was tortured by psychiatry for 18 years from 1972 to 1990. I was in and out of psychiatric wards for those 18 years in Ottawa and Brockville, Ontario. I was given 15 different psychiatric diagnoses, labels, and 14 different types of psychiatric drugs, or so-called meds. In 1990, I fired my shrink and dumped my psychiatric meds down the toilet. I have not been a psychiatric patient in any psychiatric hospital since then. I have been psychiatric drug-free since that time for 20 years now. I became an activist in 1988. Don Whites came to Ottawa to visit me, and I started the Ottawa Advocates for Psychiatric Patients. A few years later, that group disbanded, and then I founded the group called Psychiatric Survivors of Ottawa, which has had funding for nearly 20 years and has paid for staff members who are psychiatric survivors. I founded the group Canadian Advocates for Psychiatrized People, CAP, a lobby group that lobbied for changes from my peers, legislation and policies. My husband, Stephen Wittenberg, and I formed the international campaign to ban electroshock in 2007 in Ottawa. We had a protest in 2008 in Ottawa on Mother's Day regarding banning ECT. Psychiatry is the biggest medical fraud out there today. There is no scientific proof that mental illness exists. There have been many serious side effects of psychiatric drugs. Label jars, not people. If you are different in society, dressed differently, think differently, act differently, we are labeled. It is not right to take away someone's creative identity. Psychiatry will be dismantled because of the medical fraud that it is. Psychiatry is on its last legs now. People are reading books and realizing the sham, the fraud that psychiatry is and how it harms people. Psychiatry is a way to control people. Psychiatry harmed me in more ways than one. The nightmares of the brutality they forced on me still lingers on, dragging me to an ECT room above my loud protests of shouts and screaming. No one came to my rescue. On my fifth ECT, my heart stopped. I suffer from permanent memory loss and have difficulty learning anything new. So you can't get a good education if you can't remember what you are learning. I never stop. I will never stop protesting nor exposing psychiatry. Our modern-day torture comes in the form of modern-day psychiatry. Speak your truth and remember you are part of the revolution that is dismantling psychiatry one by one. Your truth is powerful and can bring psychiatry to its knees, and it's beginning to happen. Your bravery will be remembered by your peers coming after you. I commend CAPA, that's the Coalition Against Psychiatric Assault, for having this most important conference. With respect, much respect, Sue Clark. Thank you very much, Sue. And Sue, you are not alone. There are many thousands out there, mainly women and the elderly, who are voiceless, who have not spoken out, but you certainly can and have spoken for them. And now we want to just continue a bit, Mark. We can play this anonymous, another powerful survivor statement. I think we have time for it. Written, read by Tara Defoe at the Mother's Day Anti-Shock Conference on May 9th. Okay, Mark, maybe we can roll that.
We're going to start hearing from shock survivors who have sent testimony to be read, and I would ask Tara Defoe to come up and read.
Yes. Thank you. Can everybody hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Is this better?
Good.
Yeah? Okay. I'm very honored to be asked to read this story here today, and without further ado, that's what I'll do. You call yourself doctors. You once took an oath to do no harm. I couldn't sleep. I went to a doctor. You gave me a benzodiazepine, and it helped for a while. And then my sleep got worse, and you told me to take more of the benzodiazepine. I did, but it didn't help. You call yourself doctors. But you didn't recognize that I was having a paradoxical reaction to benzodiazepines. You said I was depressed, and you gave me an antidepressant. When I became agitated and developed a tremor, you said I had agitated depression. You call yourself doctors, but you didn't recognize that I had akathisia, a common adverse effect of antidepressants. You gave me more antidepressants. When the agitation became severe and I lost my sleep entirely, you said I had major depression and gave me even more antidepressants, plus sleeping pills. You call yourself doctors, but you didn't recognize the adverse effects of benzodiazepines plus antidepressants plus sleeping pills. When I started spasming and shaking uncontrollably, you gave me more sleeping pills to take three times a day. When I was in constant motion, you said I was psychotic. You gave me antipsychotics. I started howling like a dog. I couldn't stop moving. You said I had dementia. You call yourself doctors, but you didn't recognize the adverse effects of benzodiazepines plus antidepressants, plus sleeping pills, plus antipsychotics. You call yourself doctors, and you gave me 35 different psychiatric drugs before you were able to drive me insane. It took you all of 8 months. You didn't know what you were doing, and you did it vigorously. I was afraid I would kill myself, and I was afraid I wouldn't kill myself. You call yourself doctors, and you said the benzodiazepines, antidepressants, sleeping pills, and antipsychotics, which you had prescribed, weren't working. You said I had a dissociative disorder. You cold turkeyed me off most of the drugs, and then you formed me and ordered ECT, electroconvulsive therapy. You held me for 10 weeks and treated me to 25 general anesthetics and 25 bilateral grand mal seizures. I don't remember much except the assembly line of gurneys on shock days. I shook from terror as I looked up at your cold, matter-of-fact faces. I wondered if there would be anything left of my brain when you were finished with me. I thought I was going to die. I remembered the stench of the rubber mask over my face, the IV going in, and then, as the anesthetic hit, the plunge into merciful oblivion. And later, the blood in my mouth and the violent headaches. I didn't know where I was, and I didn't know why I was there. I asked these questions of my husband every time he came to see me. I did stop howling, and my legs were no longer in constant motion. I was now only muttering and shuffling. You said I had benefited from ECT. You call yourself doctors, but you didn't consider I might have stopped howling and was now only muttering and shuffling because you had withdrawn most of the benzodiazepines, antidepressants, sleeping pills, and antipsychotics you had prescribed. You said I would have to be on maintenance ECT for the rest of my life. You said I would have to be on medication for the rest of my life. You told my husband I would not be coming home when you were finished with me. My husband started looking for a long-term care facility for me. You call yourself doctors, and you said you had done everything you could for me. You said you had made me well, and you closed my file. You sent me to a support group for people recently discharged from your institutions. We former inmates all had different diagnoses, but we all had something in common. Our legs were constantly moving. You, my doctors, told me my legs were moving because I had agitated depression. A pharmacist who came to speak to the group said it was akathisia, a common side effect of medications. For this, you doctors, who took an oath to do no harm, medicated me to insanity and tortured me with ECT. I walked out and I never returned to the support group. I didn't return for maintenance ECT either, although you threatened that I would relapse. You questioned my judgment. It's all in my medical records. I tapered myself off drugs without your approval, without your help. It was hell. And I lived with the fear that you would have me seized and returned to your institution for more ECT. You had taken away my humanity. During my ordeal, I was seen by dozens of doctors. It's all in my medical records. Only one of you questioned the diagnosis, and then you did nothing about it. As for ECT, you systematically destroyed my brain. I lost 20 years of memory of my life. I lost the memory of my life with my husband. I lost my livelihood because I could no longer understand how my camera worked. 6 years later, I live with headaches, nightmares, tremors and twitches, a heart valve problem, and an irregular heartbeat. I have difficulty remembering things. I no longer enjoy reading. At home, I have covered one wall with corkboard so I can pin up the notes that remind me of what I'm supposed to be doing and when. You, who call yourself doctors, also destroyed my husband's life. When you discharged me, my husband collapsed from stress, grief, and guilt. His heart failed. He was emotionally spent. When I wanted to talk to someone about the trauma I endured at your hands, the trauma my husband had helplessly watched, 6 of you doctors refused. One of you even pronounced that I had a paranoid disorder. It's all in my medical records. My friends are gone. I was too much for them, and they weren't enough for me. Mental illness has a stigma. Psychiatric labels stick. I take no drugs. I live in terror of those who forgot they once took an oath to do no harm. However, if I met any one of you, my doctors, on the street, I would not recognize you. You stole my memory. ECT damages the brain. ECT erases memory. ECT is licensed torture. ECT must be banned.
And friends, that was one of many courageous women who've written statements or talked out against electroshock, how it ruined their lives and careers. So thank you for that anonymous statement. And we have to close right now. There'll be more in 2 weeks' time on the 28th. Listen up for Anti-Psychiatry Radio, a special on electroshock and the Psych Out Conference. You're listening to CKLN Radio 88.1 FM in Toronto. Don't touch that dial. Stay tuned for... I just wanted to say one more thing. Before Maria Elena comes on air, CKLN is the only radio station, to my knowledge, in Canada that has the guts and real concern about one of the worst psychiatric procedures, one of the worst human rights violations in the history of medicine, and is allowing me as a psychiatric survivor and anti-psychiatry activist to speak out. And I will continue to do that, as many of our listeners know, as many of you know. And it is extremely important not to keep silent anymore. And we encourage women, people who are elderly, nurses, doctors who at least have some concern but have not spoken out so far to start breaking your silence. And for more information, you can contact the Coalition Against Psychiatric Assault at CAPA, C-A-P-A dot O-I-S-C dot U-U Toronto dot C-A. And for more information on Psych Out, you can certainly, I would email Psych Out at U-U Toronto dot C-A. And please stay tuned. Are we about to go on air? Yes, with Maria Elena Escobar and Ventana El Barbario. Stay tuned, lock that dial for Maria Elena.